Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic or a 3.99% APR on a 2025 Accord or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details. Exclude Civic Si and Type R.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Ireland Reads Day will take place across the country tomorrow. And this year's message is to get lost in a book. And I'm joined by children's author Sarah Webb. Good morning to you, Sarah. You really can get lost in a book. Tell me about Ireland Reads Day.
Well, Ireland Reads Day is a nationwide campaign to get people reading, as you say, to get them lost in a good book. And there are events taking place all over the country, from Cork, Dublin, Kerry, Wexford, for both adults and children and families together. And it's a way, I think, of just emphasising the importance of reading and the joy of reading and what fun it is and, yeah, the pleasure of it. Libraries Ireland are asking people to get lost in a good book and perhaps to go along to their local library and check out one of the events.
Yeah, we have quite a high level of reading among our kids when they're around nine. But by the time they're all, I know this is not just about kids, by the way, but by the time that they hit sort of 17 and they're kind of heading out of school, it seems to drop off a lot. Now, I know books have a lot to compete with, don't they? They have all sorts of streaming, all sorts of screens and devices and all of that stuff. But the pleasure of a book, if you can tap into that, the stillness of you in a book and none of that distracting stuff, it is quite magical.
It is. And I think what people forget or maybe perhaps don't think about is that reading's an act of creativity. It engages the brain in a really, really incredible way, in a way that film or television doesn't. You know, when you're reading, when you're really lost in a book, you're creating that world.
I have never thought of that before. Because you're quite right, because I could read a book and you could read the same book. And the image of that book in my mind, like what I see when I think about what they're doing, could be completely different to the one you create. That's actually an amazing thought.
Yeah. And it's why often it's really important and really beneficial for children to read the book before they go and see a film, because they have their own idea then of what the world is like. They're not handed the world to them on a plate. You know, they are creating it themselves. So, yeah, it does uniquely, reading does uniquely engage the brain in a way other things do not.
Okay. And obviously, like Jonathan and I were discussing our kind of books, and Jonathan is a great reader of thrillers. And there is some snobbery around books. He was nearly kind of going, oh, God, I'm not very highbrow. And I was going, that's perfectly reasonable, isn't it? It doesn't matter whether you're reading, you know, Booker Prize winners or whether you're reading as he was. I think it was Jack Reacher. But it's all good.
Yeah. And in fact, this year's Booker Prize winner, Orbital, is actually a science fiction book, which a few people were slightly aghast at the beginning until they actually read it and saw the richness of the story. And I think it's particularly important for children. Of course, it's important for adults. They should read whatever they like, whether it be Maeve Binchy or Sam Blake or Liz Nugent. Absolutely. But for children, I think if we make judgments on what they're reading, they can really go off reading. And I see it a lot. I work in Halfway Up the Stairs Children's Bookshop in Greystones. And I see it a lot.
It's around the corner from my house, actually. I know it
really?
Yes.
Oh, Ciara, you have to call in. I love comic books and graphic novels. I am hugely passionate about them because they engage the creative brain, but they also engage visual literacy. So not only are you working out the words, you're working at the pictures, which is another incredible skill for children. Yeah. But a lot of parents can be a little bit sniffy about comic books. Things like Pablo and Splash, Evil Duck, they're incredible, you know, and there's so many incredible Irish comic book makers coming through, like Sheena Dempsey and Chris Judge and the wonderful Aoife Dooley.
Look.
So we're spoiled for choice, but I really do say to parents, you know, let them read whatever they want to
and
read.
And I actually do believe it's a gift. Comic. It's a gift you give your children if you give them the joy of reading. Look, thank you very much for joining us this morning on all of that. That is Sarah Webb, their children's author. If you want to check out any of the events for Ireland Reads, and they are all over the country tomorrow, you can go to www.irelandreads.ie to check out what's going on in your area. And honestly, particularly for children.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.